Starbucks, as you know, is expensive. You were saying the other day, $7
for $7 for a chai grande. And I thought, forget it. I'm not doing it.
Well, comedian Kevin Nealon, former SNL cast member, but also doing stand up, he has his take on Starbucks coffee and how he found a way to just, you know, pay less.
People drink coffee sometimes because they're not morning people. I can't talk to you yet. I haven't had my coffee yet. I'm not a morning person. I think they're not afternoon people either. You know what I mean? When can we talk to you? When is that window? Like
never.
After your morning coffee and before your evening cocktail? When is it? When can we do that? Now, I stopped going to Starbucks. I'll tell you why. Rip off. $5 for tall coffee. Excuse me? $5 for tall coffee, which is really a small coffee. But they call it a tall coffee because they figure psychologically you won't mind spending $5 on a tall coffee, but I know what's going on. It's a small coffee.
It is.
So I ordered the tall coffee. I gave him a dollar. The guy goes, it's $5, sir. I said, well, I call that dollar $5. That's my tall dollar.
My tall dollar.
He goes, you want me to leave room for cream in your coffee? No, not for $5. Fill it up to the rim, pal. Put the cream in my mouth. I'm expecting to get home.
His tall dollar.
It's my tall dollar.
I will tell you, it's amazing how much money you can make off of coffee, because the coffee costs nothing and the cup costs more usually, and they charge so much. Yet you hear, like last year, Starbucks isn't doing that well.
Right. What they had to close some stores or whatever. Like, yeah.
One of their 12 million stores. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is. I mean, they're making a boatload of money. That probably not doing as well as last year or something.
Probably.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's the where I'm from. The number one coffee place is not Starbucks by far. It's Dunkin' Donuts. Mm-hmm. That's where it started in Massachusetts. And in Rhode Island, there's more coffee shops per square capita than any other state in the country. And you'll see them lines out the door right across the street from each other.
I prefer Dunkin'.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
You like Starbucks better?
I would choose Starbucks. But
really?
I like McDonald's the best.
Oh, McDonald's is good. Really? That is a good idea.
Say that McDonald's is a better coffee.
Yeah.
For a chain. Than Starbucks.
Yeah. I mean, shockingly, I think it's more consistent for a chain.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's more consistent.
But, you know, they don't have all the, like Starbucks has a bunch of different types of drinks. They just have coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They have good lemonades there, but those are also like $7,000.
Yeah, I know. Forget it.
Yeah. And, Katie, you'll see this. Maybe you're already seeing it because your kids are elementary school. But in high school, it's like every high school girl has Starbucks.
Yeah, no.
Like they go to Starbucks on the way to high. I mean, it's like a shocking amount of people just show up to school carrying their Starbucks.
If you went to the local places, we wouldn't be talking about
businesses closing.
I know.
There's local places all over the place. Just around us, there's three of them.
Yes.
They're everywhere, but sometimes
they need
not.
A drive-through.
That would be helpful.
It would be helpful.
Local places need a drive-through.
But you know what? It's not going to kill us to get out of the car and walk.
It might.
Nobody wants to give themselves that much time in the morning.
I guess.
Trust me.
Go and get your afternoon coffee.
There
How about that, local?